keep my job at the firm, I have to sleep with you.
That's right.
Because if I don't, you'll get rid of me.
And we both know how much this job means to you, don't we, Chris?
Not enough to do what you have in mind.
What do you mean?
B12 or B2? I don't know. It was complex.
Do you hear my body cracking?
I thought it was mine.
I'm still a little worried on the count on my favorite step.
The knees. Let's go for it.
All right, great.
All right, go for it, guys.
We'll go for it. Good luck, honey.
Okay.
Welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It is Friday, February 15th, 2019, and tonight, Soap Night is dedicated to Frizz fans. That's GH, Franco, and Liz fans. And also special thanks to Soap Jen at Twitter for the cool Frizz promo. All right, without further ado, it is Soap Night. Here we go.
Some things at the hardware store. Plus, he was out of shampoo. I think the one Aiden likes.
That smelly stuff?
Well, you're one to talk. Remember, you used to wear that one, that aftershave?
Thought you always liked that.
Did I?
Maybe not. Yeah, I'm real glad that you're trying to move on. I've been worried about you.
Well, don't be, okay? The month in the psychiatric institute did me a world of good. I'm much stronger now, even with losing the baby.
know if you ever need anything.
What I need is to just keep standing on my own 2 feet. And I appreciate your concern, I really do, but what I don't appreciate is you acting like I need you in my life, like I can't manage without you. So for you to be this interested
you know
in sharing everything
that
she does.
It is lose-lose for me, no matter.
Time, Chelsea.
Huh?
You afraid that I went to go see Sharon because I didn't?
You don't have to see her to be thinking about her, Adam.
Interestingly enough, the only person that I'm thinking of right now is you.
Stop it! I don't buy any of this anymore. I don't.
She is a friend.
You don't have any friends.
Wow. Wow.
It's not who you are. So for you to be this interested
in
Sharon and everything that she does.
It is lose-lose for me no matter what I do. You realize that? I can be with Sharon, and I'm unfaithful. I can be away from Sharon, and I'm unfaithful. Chelsea, baby, you gotta help me out here. I don't know what to do. Tell me what I have to say or do that gets you to believe the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Never see Sharon again.
Bit extreme, don't you think?
For a husband to promise to stay away from his ex? No. Extreme is hiring an arsonist to start a couple of fires to cover for the fact that Sharon burned down your father's house! That's extreme!
You know what?
Who goes to those lengths?
Just stop for a second.
Adam?
Stop for a second and think about this. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stand idly by and just let Sharon rot away in prison or a psych ward the rest of her life? You tell me, Chelsea, what would you do in a situation like this? Wouldn't you help somebody else?
Since when did you become such a humanitarian?
Since I married you! I have become a better man. I am proud of myself, and I am sick and tired of this town telling me my mother would be disappointed in me because what I am doing now, my mother would be very proud of.
Really? Cheating on your wife would
make
you proud?
I haven't cheated on you!
Yes, you have, in your head and in your heart, and that is almost worse.
Not to love about this character. I'm in love with this character. You want meat. You want a lot of meat to chew on.
I asked Victor to be here today, honey. He's your father.
And there's so much potential with this character, always leading down areas you thought he couldn't go or wasn't going to go, and it makes for a very unpredictable character. This is a drama. It's not a happy. It's a drama.
I have offered you something.
None of your other children could do.
It ain't gonna happen. I am more ruthless than you could ever be.
With Adam being Victor 2.0, you have this character that can be so much like him, but perhaps as he evolved into something that's different, that's going to be a thorn in his side, and at the same time, something that draws his father in.
I haven't been your father.
Blood makes you a relative. Loyalty makes you family.
Yeah, we might be blood, but it has to be an accident.
Adam proves his loyalty in ways that might be unconventional. Adam and Sharon are I think they're a tragic story to tell.
Sharon!
Who they are, and where they've come from, and what they represent to each other are both very flawed and tragic. They find a happiness or a contentment in each other as well.
With this ring, I be wed.
Understanding that there's this overlying toxicity can be very dangerous. When Chelsea came into Adam's life, the dynamic there was a certain kind of fireworks.
It fits.
I may now kiss the bride, right?
Yes, you may.
Kane's early days, basically, he came in as like the Australian kind of rogue guy. I worked at Indigo as the bartender. And Kane and Amber had one of these relationships where it was all based on sex. We had one episode, we had sex in every room in the Chancellor Mansion. It's a tough job, you know, and I had to prepare for it.
What are you two doing here?
You can't go to Australia.
Why not?
We have proof. You are my son, Kane.
Yes.
I love jazz. Jeannie's an icon. You know, I'll do scenes with her, and I'll stop acting because I'll just stop listening to her, and I'll go, shh, I'm supposed to act now. Then I'll start again because I get drawn in for her. Everything was on par for course with Kane being Philip Chancellor, and then...
Where did the blood come from, Kane?
I end up not being Philip.
Not your son.
Everything started falling apart for Kane.
You have lied to me for years!
It allowed a lot of drama with Neil and Kane, and which continues to this day.
The funny story is when I first met Thad, it was when I was in the office having anxiety over it. And then they told me I was going to screen test with this guy. And he walks into the office, and I looked at him, and I'm like, he's like 15. I can't screen test with him. He's 15. And I knew how old I was at the time. I'm like, it's not going to work. He looked like he was 15. And then he came in, and I was so rude to him. I was like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. Everybody, we're back. We are going to start with part two of our challenge, our makeup challenge. Hunter just did my makeup. I'm not sure.
It's beautiful. I did an amazing job.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
It just needs to be all blended a little. That's it. Yeah, fine.
This is no joke. I really want to show you.
I tried.
I can't peek. You're right. I was wrong.
Yeah, no.
Oh
no
my
peek.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do okay. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Baby.
See, she's a woman of mystery. Jules.
Not the woman of fear.
Jules S. asks, who are your favorite men to work with?
Oh, God.
You get in trouble with this.
It's a terrible question, only because I think I've worked with them all, and if you say one good thing about one of them, then the other 17 are going to get upset.
Well, let's say one good thing about each of them that you like. Peter Bergman.
I can't remember them
all. Peter Bergman, my favorite thing about Peter Bergman is the familiarity we have with the rhythm of how each other works.
Yeah, everybody has. I think when I'm looking at my lines the night before, I think I'm hearing how I think they're going to say them. Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Mm-hmm, I
and
do.
Then if you get there and they don't, it kind of throws you off a little bit.
Well, I can do a quick rundown of mine. Eric, I used to love to work with because I had a love story with him at one point.
I don't remember that.
I did. Anyway, I thought I would never be able to cry with him, and he made it so safe to cry.
Oh, yes.
He was great. Devon, I loved to work with because he's so soulful. When I was doing the whole speech about Jeannie on her funeral thing, I just stared into his eyes because he was so right there with me.
Right.
Daniel Goddard, who plays Kane, I have this amazing, from the very moment we met, an amazing simpatico with. He reminds me of my son's energy.
That's so great.
Who else?
So cool.
Oh, it's so great. Can you think of somebody like that you...
All I think of are the romance guys, you know. When people ask me about men, that's usually what they're wanting to know about, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The husbands or the almost husbands or the fiancés didn't quite get there.
Well, like, and Doug Davis and Paul always makes me laugh.
Oh, my God.
Christian always makes me laugh.
Of course, yes.
And,
strong women who endure troubled lives every day.
A situation that I think would be nicely balanced by an Emmy tonight. Here's the nominees for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Drama Series.
Weeping Maria, Eagle of Luke Kellerman.
Let's just get on the plane right now. Let's get on the plane. Let us get on the plane and we'll go. Okay, and go forget that this ever happened. Sam.
The
best friend in the world. He is my best friend in the world. And I don't know how to deal with this. I don't know how I'm supposed to act or what I'm supposed to feel.
The strong-willed Drusilla, Victoria Rowell.
How could you possibly expect me to help you out?
If you don't help me out, I don't know what I'm going to do. My last hope.
Listen, I don't care. I'm not going to help you. I don't care how desperate you are. The bottom line is I'm going to warn you right here and now. You stay away from my sister and my little nephew. You may as well turn those crooked heels around and get out of town, because I'm going to pretend that this pivot never happened.
The dangerously neurotic Phyllis, Michelle Stafford.
He is mine. He is mine, and he's going to stay mine.
Excuse me, Tony. I got a little upset. Pushes your buttons.
Yes.
But if you let someone like that get to you, they've won, right? It wasn't gonna happen. And I knew that Michael Damian was on the show. But I was actually told that I would be recurring and I would only be on for 6 weeks. But I knew in my mind that that wasn't gonna happen. And I knew that Michael Damian was on the show. But I didn't even know that he was the guy I would be working with. Christine is the reason that you and I...
Christine is not our problem. When are you going to get that through your head?
I just knew that it was going to be a character that took off. I mean, the character had legs. The character was full. The character was obsessed. And that's always interesting.
You...
to me.
But Sharon, I didn't mean to
embarrass you. You still don't think that I'm good enough, do you? I'm not good enough for your sons. I'm not good enough to be a mother to my own daughter. I'm not good enough to be a part of your family.
You know, I'm not sure here if this sudden erratic behavior is part of your act or if you truly are teetering on the edge. But you know what? In any case, I would make sure that the fire insurance is paid on this building.
Oh, and there we go. From courteous to catty in record time.
Hey, I was taking your manic leave.
You are one vicious.
I was willing to be civil with you. You don't make it easy, Sharon.
Oh, is that so? Well, how's this for easy? Now, you have a reason to go back to hating me, like you always did. Happy now?
What is the matter with you? Are there not enough men in the world for you? Or do you get some kind of sick satisfaction after preying on the ones who already take it? Oh, if anyone here is a predator, it's you. But you don't steal husbands, just babies.
Told me. He's happy.
You don't think Nick's happy?
Let's not argue in public, okay?
We have a lot of things in common, Nick and I, Sharon.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, we share a lot of things. Like, we talk and we play video games.
Oh, video games. That's great. You know, Noah loves video games and I love video games. I don't really see what the big deal is.
We have the same sense of humor. I mean, we think the same things are absurd.
Funny, because I haven't seen him laugh around you.
It's not going to be long before he regrets it. He is only with you because he feels sorry for you. All you're going to do is make him miserable, but do you care about that? No. You'd rather destroy him than see him happy. All of this stuff that I'm saying, you know it's true. Deep down, you know it. But you are in such denial that it's actually shocking to you to hear it said out loud. You've got blinders on. Well, not anymore. This whole kindness thing, it's an act. You don't don't care about anybody except yourself. You're nothing but a selfish bitch.
You get out of my house.
Right now!
But Princess Newman.
She did.
Yeah, no, you have not had a struggle for a damn thing.
Okay, so because I haven't had a struggle enough,
my life, this doesn't count.
No, you're not hearing what I'm telling you.
You don't know what it means to fight.
You don't know what it means to need to fight.
Because I have done things in my life that I regret, but you are being vindictive and spiteful, and you don't even have a hint of remorse.
My husband died. I have had my heart broken. I have been cheated on, something that you have had little regard for at all up until right now. So suddenly it becomes a problem when it all comes to bite you in the ass. Well, you know what, Mom? Too bad. Now it's your turn to be the one that gets cheated on when Billy decides to move forward with a woman that doesn't bore him. Oh yeah, after a life of making other people miserable, this is what women like you get when you get old. Karma comes a knocking, and every ugly thing that you hate about me is a direct reflection of you.
You brought evil into their lives. She doesn't have an ounce of regret.
Good thing Ashley left, huh?
I can't believe she has the nerve to go out in public with him.
It's like she's got some kind of spell over her or something.
She's making her own choices.
You know what? I've had enough for one evening.
I don't blame you. Thank you for dinner.
No, my pleasure. Sure I can walk you to your car?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay.
Good night. Well, Sharon. Vicki, save it, please. I've heard it all. What did you expect? Oh, I don't know. Maybe for people to respect my choices. Really? You know, I have waited for years to tell you what I really thought of you. But I held back because of Nicholas and later because of the kids. I actually got to a point where I thought you had changed. After Cassie died, I thought you had grown up, become responsible. But I was wrong. I was just feeling the loss and the grieving. For me and you. I realize now that you're the same spoiled, selfish little tramp that you have always been. You want to trash your life? Go right ahead, my dear. But have the decency to protect your children and Nicholas from your unfortunate choices. I have an idea. Why don't you take this piece of garbage that's standing next to you and leave town and never come back? Into me. You hate it.
I knew you would hate it. It'll grow. It grows fast.
You know what?
What?
I think you look absolutely gorgeous.
8 years ago, one day I said, it's time for me to move back to L.A. I'm not sure what it is. And the opportunity to audition for Young and the Restless came up. I said, I'm there. My final audition, it was with Christian. And I just said, we are going to have so much fun.
You're right. These are Sky's words. There's even a passage in there about a time when he took her to a bar in Boston and they ran into the Red Sox. He'd mentioned that to me before. Only he didn't tell me the reason why he took her there was to get her mind off of what that creep did to her.
I'm so sorry. I'm gonna kill this guy for what he did to you.
After you and Phyllis and Ashley had confronted him at the Newman Ranch, I asked him if any of those accusations were true, and I told him that if he didn't come clean with me, that we were over.
What'd he say?
He said that he couldn't live knowing that I doubted him. And then he gave me a choice, to either put my faith in him and move away and move out of town with him, or just leave him. Did I mention that my husband asked me to host the gala for the Genoa City Arts Council?
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. It's a disastrous mistake if you ask me.
No one did.
Well, maybe you should have, because I'm hosting the gala.
I don't think so. See, I just got off the phone with Agnes Sorensen, and I accepted.
Well, I guess you just didn't have to call her back.
Sorry. No can do. Besides, she seemed pretty excited that I was hosting it this year. Apparently she's had some problems with you in the past.
She actually badmouthed me to you?
Let's just say you're not her favorite person. She was happy that another Newman was handling it this year.
You're never gonna let me forget that, are you?
No, ma'am. Not as long as it makes you laugh every time.
Oh my god. Nobody can make me laugh like you, George. Nobody can. After all these years.
Yeah, well, we have been through it, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And when you want to be, you can be very charming. And you can make me smile.
All right, back at you.
Starting at 1 p.m., 10 a.m. Pacific. Lie, cheat, steal. She'll do anything to get her man.
The only reason you want to keep Nora prisoner is so you can snag Bo.
What will she do to her latest competition?
Lindsay cannot find out about me and Bo.
Her sister.
Why don't you tell me the whole story about you and Bo?
Don't miss this week's One Life to Live marathon.
Hi. Hi. Listen, I shouldn't have said what I
I said last night, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on you.
Sharon, it's okay. You needed to tell me where things stood with you.
Okay. So, where do things stand with us?
Perfume.
that you're back in my life because of your secrecy and your lack of openness and honesty. And maybe someday I'll be able to forgive and forget, but not yet.
This is Sarah Michelle Gellar's first film of two nominations. Sarah has played the part of Kendall on all my children for the past 2.5 years.
Look at you. You notice the details. So after weeks of seeing this and unloading these and restocking those and bagging that, well, time to put some skin in the game. And Robinhood is right there with you, with no trading fees ever. Robinhood.
Was that your last?
Yeah, that's it. How about you?
Nice.
It was, yeah.
So you're done for the day at 10:45.
Yeah, but don't tell people that. We've been grinding here for hours.
I've heard 16-hour days.
Yeah, just me.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Really?
Every other day.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
Let me ask you, but what's the best part about being on daytime for you guys?
The cash.
She always goes to that. We all think that, but no one says it.
I'm truthful, folks.
Yes, I am a liar. I just love having a job that I wake up.
Kanye West is pretty much the king of Valentine's Day.
Life now is different than had I. The very beginning, I was 23. Who knew it would be 34 years so far? My entire life now is different than had I not gotten this job. I must have been really good in my last life to get this gift now. She got mixed.
I hope you all are enjoying Soap Night tonight. So don't go away. You're going to take a music break. And when we come back, part two of Soap Night is dedicated to Frizz fans. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Willie's View Podcast, part 2 of Soap Night, dedicated to Frizz fans. That's GH for Franco and Liz. Alright, here we go.
I'm Felix Menchaca. I just want to take this opportunity to thank all my friends and family for helping me make the last 5 years so successful. I truly do appreciate it.
Don't settle for anything less. Always expect the best at Aztec Chevrolet in Beeville.
Franco, you were supposed to stay home and open the door for trick-or-treaters.
Yes, but nobody. So I didn't have to... Okay, how are you doing?
Well, I won't be raking in tips tonight. I already screwed up 3 orders. I can't stop thinking about Halloween last year. I was at the Haunted Star and I was so drunk. And I just made this huge scene when I found out that Morgan was hooking up with Darby. And I was a mess. My whole life was a mess. I kept pushing Morgan away when all I really wanted was to be with him.
But you're not making the same mistake with Dylan, right?
No, I really don't want to talk about this.
Okay. If you ever do.
Hey, are you meeting Elizabeth here?
No, she wanted to spend some time alone with her boys, which I thought was pretty cool, so, you know, she's fine, so.
Oh, okay, because Elizabeth's here.
Inhaling
Elizabeth Sam was invited out to Windermere tonight?
Yeah, she went with her mom.
Yeah, Laura invited me too, but it's just not the same without Nicholas.
I understand. Trick or treat!
Hey! I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah, I can kind of tell that. What happened to all the quality time you wanted to spend with your boys?
We made our rounds and we got a lot of candy and the boys got invited to a party, but Jake wasn't ready to call it a night, so we came here.
We came here with Jason. How's that your business?
He's picking up Jake to take him to the Quarter Mains.
Okay. Well, if you see Monica, tell her you're welcome for St. General Hospital. This guy.
Trick or treat
yourself. Wow, what a great costume.
Thanks. I'm a ninja.
Yeah, you are.
I'll fix it up.
Cool. Hey, remind me. Next time I see you, I got you some new colored pencils.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll get them to you as soon as your mom's busy social schedule finally clears up.
Okay. Hey, Jim. You want to see Grandma?
At Regions, we know a savings account isn't just a savings account. It's a wedding, or a college education, or even Taco Tuesday. With our people and our tools, we make your life easier. Because some things are bigger than banking.
We ain't hate you, Daddy!
Charlie, you need to calm down, all right? We don't act like this.
Hey, hi.
Hi.
Come talk to me for a minute. I bet you wish your mommy were here right now, don't you? Yeah, and you miss her? I'm sure, but it looks to me like you have your daddy right now.
Yeah, Elizabeth, this is my daughter, Charlotte.
Charlotte. Oh, hi, Charlotte. I'm Elizabeth. It's nice to meet you. I'm sorry your mom is not here right now, but I'm sure she is thinking about you, and she loves you very much. And you know who else loves you? This guy over here. And he got you all dressed up to come to this very fun party? Let me look at you. I love your costume.
I'm a nurse.
Oh, really? Guess what? So am I.
Really?
Uh-huh, I am. I'm a nurse and I work with your dad because he's a doctor.
He is?
He is, yeah. He's a very, very good doctor. And maybe when the hospital reopens, you can come visit him there. And if it's okay with your dad, I can show you around. Would you like that? Too. You want to go sit down now with me and your dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Your pals in Huntington, did they tell you about it? Did they tell you about the torment? Did they tell you? Please. Did they tell you that I get off on watching people stop?
Oh, please.
Did they tell you? Beg me to finish you off before
I do. What the hell?
What
is this? Hey.
What?
We in the IT department don't recommend banging on computers.
Yeah, okay, fine, but this computer isn't working. Plus, the whole internet is dead.
Right, I'll have to check.
Time I guess a hard copy. Just have to do.
Hello, Elizabeth. It's been a long time.
Tell me what you're doing here. Are you following me?
Of course not. I didn't know you were here. I'm staying with my brother over on Oak Street. It's a total coincidence. But I'm glad I ran into you. We have a little unfinished business, don't you think?
Elizabeth, I can't do this anymore. I can't keep doing this.
Doing
what?
Well, you trust me until the day that you don't trust me. Or you want to spend time with me until the day that you don't want to spend time with me. And you know how I feel about you. I have told you. And I think it's time. You either like me back or you don't, but you need to decide. And I think you should decide right here and right now.
He's looking for me to trust.
Okay. Why is that? It's because of Jason?
No.
It's because of Aiden's dad? Lucky?
No.
Jason, then you have to know that a lot has changed in the past 5 years. Life has gone on. People have too. A lot has happened in Port Charles. A lot has changed, including Franco.
Yeah, Carly told me he had a brain tumor and that she almost married him.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that that relationship was a mistake on both their parts.
Well, Carly doesn't make the greatest decisions when she's hurting, but she usually figures a way out of it.
As opposed to me? You implying that being with Franco is my bad decision? You don't know him. You haven't seen the way he is now.
You're right. I haven't. Franco had Michael raped in prison. He made Sam think he raped her.
That was before the tumor.
I don't care if Franco had a tumor. I care that he hurt them.
He thinks he doth protest too much.
If this were a courtroom, I would say you are deflecting. You're hiding something.
I have nothing to hide. I'm not hiding anything. I just don't really care that there's a guy out there that may or may not have Jason Morgan's old face.
Well, you're worked up about something, that's for sure. I know you well enough by now to understand your quirks. You resort to rage when you're backed into a corner. So, as my former client, what are you up to with my current client?
I really don't have time for this right now, Diane, so I need for you to buzz off.
Okay, absolutely. I'm going to suggest that you reconsider dropping these charges. Okay? Save the taxpayers a lot of money, everybody else, time, trouble, grief, especially you.
Guy out there has your own face. He already worked me over. He's in lockup, so if you want to join him.
I knew about that guy before he got to prison. I need you to tell me everything you know about him.
I'm just as much in the dark about it, this guy, as you are.
Franco, you really need to stop lying.
Hey,
right
now. What do you say we get Elizabeth down here now?
Hold on. Put that down.
Andrew Moore, what do you know about him? Exactly, you have a wound. But I want to make sure you're okay.
Hey, I get to go home. I'm cleared.
Tonight? We're right now?
Yeah, right now. And I just can't wait to see the boys, and I want to sleep in my own bed. What's wrong? Did you want to take me home?
No. I just, you sure the doctor said you're okay to do
this? Yes, I'm fine. I just have to keep all of this clean.
Thanks so much for enjoying and listening tonight's Soap Night. I'll see you on the flip side. Enjoy your weekend. Good night.
Off quick, sitting in the dark with a shared cigarette, seeing eye to eye and heart to heart. But maybe I'm just getting old. Used to work, but now I don't. Alone.